Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, snowy Friday, February the 6th, 2026. What is that? 2626. Those are all even numbers. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. He is on time this morning. We can report that. And also want to do this announcement before we get into the program today. The Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association will have their annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, a week from today, Friday, February the 13th, serving 4 to 7 p.m. It's just a donation. The menu is homemade chili, vegetable and chicken noodle soup, possibly potato soup, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch, and coffee. Bring your family and friends and enjoy the evening. They hope to see you there. If bad weather, the supper will be rescheduled for February the 20th. So I guess we'll get an update on that. But right now it's scheduled for next Friday, February the 13th, Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, 4 to 7 on the 13th, and it's just a donation. So we'll read that a couple times this morning and a whole lot next week. Now, snowy out there this morning. Be careful. I actually had a 2-liter of Diet Pepsi explode in the back of my car. I had this like kind of weird smell in the car yesterday. Not bad, but it kind of smelled like I thought it was like antifreeze or something. You know, it had just like that faint smell in the car, and I thought, well, what's going on? And then I opened up the trunk last night, and I saw what was going on. All that carbonation and all that frozen, I guess, diet soda exploded everywhere in the trunk. But because it's frozen, it was still ice. So I got it out of the car this morning. So no danger, but I blew $2 there down the drain. So what can you do? Don't put carbonated beverages in your trunk when the temperatures have been, under 32 now for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, there's been a case of, it's not carbonated, but there's been a case of Propel sitting on my front porch since the snow started, but it's like, you know, ice solid, so.
Well, I tell you, we got a lot to talk about. It's at 21 degrees, though, by the way, so not bad weather. Yesterday, we had two big interviews, but I think the one that's on everybody's mind and getting the biggest attention, because this is the week that Ayers Ratliff was found not guilty on all charges here in a courtroom in Marion. Stemming from a rape accusation in May of 2024, the culmination for him of 2 years, almost 2 years of whatever you want to call it. Ayers came on yesterday with Rocky for a live interview, and we'll go to a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. Hey.
Yes, a beautiful white Friday morning.
Ayers and Rocky told it like it was. More power to them. Hopefully, they beat Ray Grogan into submission. He tucks his tail and leaves town.
Well, I give them a lot of credit for coming on and doing that interview. I thought, and as I said to him, I thought this could have helped a while ago. Obviously, they had their reasons for not coming on. But they did it yesterday. There was no questions laid out beforehand. I give them a lot of credit. They came on. They did it live. My hat's off to them. They certainly did not hold back. If you wanted to know how they felt about everything, if you wanted to know why the last two years have transpired the way they have, you pretty well got answers yesterday, and I think people were waiting a long time to hear that out of Ayers' mouth.
And they both exposed the scoundrels in our community.
They did go in on a couple people yesterday, went in heavy.
And these scoundrels are costing the taxpayers a lot of money.
Well, that's the question.
And they get by with it with impunity.
Well, that's the question that I asked during that interview, because they certainly had some strong feelings toward Prosecutor Ray Grogan and even Police Chief Jay McDonald, and even said at one point that they believe that they manufacture evidence in cases. That is a strong, strong accusation.
Well, when you think of that, think about all of the people in the police department that have been on drug raids, the Marmot outfit, and who are those individuals? Is it the same group of individuals in Marmot? And are the counts of what they acquire, are they accurate? So you have to question the integrity because of these, quote, leaders.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, we see this all the time. You want to trust your law enforcement because they do put their life on the line to keep you safe in a lot of circumstances. So when somebody says something against law enforcement, a lot of times it's not greeted very well because of what they do. But, you know, when you hear that people are manufacturing evidence and you hear that maybe the system is used for retribution in certain cases, you know, I don't know. It would have to make everybody in Marion feel very uneasy.
Well, you know, it's the most important thing in life you can ever have is trust. And that's been broken. That's been put into question. There should never, ever be a question of trust. The police and all of those in power should really, that should be paramount in their thinking. What can I do to bolster and reinforce the trust and not do anything that would be questionable?
Well, like I said yesterday when Ayers and Rocky were in here, and I think Ayers pretty much went with this, even with the verdict, nobody gets out of this unscathed. You know, lives have been ruined. Ayers, his family, Ray Grogan. You might even start to pull Chief McDonald into this. I don't know. I just know a lot of lives have been ruined. A lot of careers have been really tarnished, if not ruined. And the verdicts, you know, we're going to have verdicts. We're gonna find out, well, we have found out if Ayers is going to go to prison or not, the answer being no there. But we're going to have civil verdicts. But does it ever fix your reputation? Probably not.
Well, on another subject, I mean, I guess we're talking about kind of the same issues. Did anybody hear about the state of Marion?
You know, I saw a video somebody put together about it, but no, I don't know what the...
Where was it?
It was just on the Facebook feed. Some realtor put it together. I'm not sure what the realtor's connection is. I'm not sure if it's a church-going person or a friend of the mayor's or what that was all about.
Did it look like he had a large crowd of people?
It's hard to tell. I mean, there were definitely people there, but again, it's a Wednesday night. That's a church night. I would expect people from the church to be there. I don't know.
Well, the buffoon should have held it in city council chambers where it could have been streamed via the taxpayers' system so we could see what's going on. Holding it there at another venue, which has nothing to do with city government, puts everything into question.
Well, there's a lot of questions with city government right now, and I think being in a friendly place with a lot of people that he goes to church with was probably not a bad idea on his part, because I think he did take questions.
Well, that shows the lack of backbone of the mayor, the lack of leadership to take it out of City Hall and take it to his place of worship.
Well, we'll see how it all goes down. I mean, we've got a new New auditor this week, Vidya. We've got Mike Bodine resigning as of next Friday, the 13th. In county government, we've got four people running in the Republican primary for commissioner. That's a big story, I think. And nobody running on the Democratic side. So who knows?
Well, I'd like to make a contribution of $100 to the mayor so he can get bilge pumps because his ship is sinking.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, after 2 years, Matt, yesterday, Ayers spoke within 48 hours of the verdict. Give him credit for that first live interview. What'd you make of it?
Well, I mean, I thought the interview went pretty well. I mean, you know, he had some, I don't know what emotion it would be, I guess, but there was emotion in his voice.
Oh, yeah, he was emotional.
Happiness, I suppose.
Well, happiness, I think, putting yourself back in those situations.
Well, yeah, he sounded like, you know, I wasn't here, obviously, but he sounded like teary-eyed.
Yeah, he was emotional at certain points.
I can imagine. I mean, I think that, you know, like you said, I think that he said that Grogan and the police chief are capable of manufacturing evidence. I think that's interesting to say the least. I don't know if about that, but is there, I guess.
He certainly had some things to say about Jay McDonald, but he definitely had some things to say about Ray Grogan.
Yes,
throughout the interview.
They called Ray Grogan all kinds of names.
Oh.
All kinds of names.
You know,
I mean, I don't know that I can blame him, I guess. I mean, man's never done anything to me, but I mean, certainly.
Well, that's what I said during the interview.
People through the mud.
I mean, most people who have met him probably would get the impression that he's a nice guy. I mean, he shakes your hand, he usually says something nice, but he hasn't been around. And I have reached out to Ray a couple of times, and I said, Ray, listen, you know, people are coming on and saying this. Come on. I want to give you the same fairness that I'm giving them. And he just doesn't respond at this point. Now, I don't know why that is. That's on him, I guess. I don't know.
I thought the interview was interesting. I ought to go back and re-listen to it. I was listening to it at work, so I probably missed like half of it.
Well, there was a lot of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of stuff. And took us through the whole two-year kind of situation that it's been.
Now, I'm still interested in that. Well, you know, they said that there was DNA evidence. No DNA evidence was presented. They said that, not they said, but Ayers got on the stand to testify, never cross-examined him. I don't know, it's just interesting.
Well,
the whole...
And I think that is still what is so confusing about this whole thing. Because for 2 years, I have heard from people who obviously maybe thought Ayers did this, that Ray had the evidence, and we just hadn't seen it, and it was coming, and he had it, and blah, 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 blah. And we saw videos, and we saw statements from Ray over this two-year period. And when it finally came down to the trial, where was it? Where was it?
Well, I think that's, well, probably why a lot of people assumed, said that there was DNA evidence, because the prosecutor himself said there was DNA evidence.
Well, that's it. That's what's so confusing, because I still, listen, let's be honest. A person made an accusation against Ayers. The prosecutor was going to have to deal with that, regardless. You're not going to get out from dealing with that accusation. Okay, so that him being involved is not shocking. It's how he handled it that is just beyond my mind. And that's why I wish he would call in or come in and explain why he handled it that way. I don't get it. Maybe I just don't understand it.
Well, I mean, you know, when you had Colleen on the other day, Colleen said that she was told that it was a strategy.
A strategy not to cross-examine him, but
well,
not a cross-examination. Not a strategy not to have DNA evidence, not a strategy.
Well, I don't know why you would say you have DNA evidence if there is no DNA evidence.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't. And if you don't have it, why did you arrest him? Why did you charge him? I don't think that's normal behavior.
I honestly don't know procedure. Couldn't tell you.
Well, I'm sure it's not the same day the accusation is made if you don't have any evidence back.
Well, I guess you'd probably investigate first.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And like Tom Robbins, you know, the former safety director, saying we got him. You know, what is that?
Well, I mean, I guess he was under the impression that, I don't know, he could have believed that you know, it was done, I suppose, and that's what he was referencing, but...
Well, what were these people looking at?
I don't know. I mean, you know, 3 hours for the jury to deliberate is not long on you know, something like this.
And I'll tell you what, give Mayor Collins a lot of credit. We learned yesterday that apparently, by the end, he had sort of come around. That the relationship was okay with he and Ayers. I thought that was interesting.
Well, that's good.
Nobody else, but... Well, other council members, I guess. Yeah, Mary did wear a t-shirt, and Jason,
yeah, Jason
wore a
t-shirt.
But, you know, apparently, almost all of them, I guess, at one point or another, came up to him and said, you know, we don't believe this, and we're sorry about this, and so on and so forth. So that's what I kind of wonder, because these are all Republicans. Well, who are Reg Rogan's friends at this point? Who was supporting him outside of the police chief and himself?
Well, I'd assume people in his office were, you know, helping or something along those lines. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the county commissioners, some of the county commissioners. I don't know.
I don't know any of these people very well. I am not a friend, you know, personal friend of Ayers or Rocky or Grogan. You know, I've known them all about the same over the years. And it's just, I think, very telling that Ray has disappeared from the public scene. And I think it's also very telling. I mean, he clearly will speak to media. He apparently spoke to Colleen, but he won't come here and speak. And I think it does take guts to come here and speak because it's live. It's a longer form interview. I think I know more in depth about the case than Columbus media would. So, you know, the fact that he can't even return an email, I really... It's too bad, because I never would have expected that out of him. I've known him a long time, you know, well over a decade, basically when he first came to town and ran for his first office. And maybe he'll turn around, I don't know, maybe my emails are just way down on his list right now, but I still have hope, and I just don't know what's going on there.
I assume he'll come on and talk at some point, maybe.
I don't know why he wouldn't, because I certainly think we've been as fair to him as we've been to anybody else.
I'd say so.
It'd be interesting to know. And again, the phone lines are open on this snowy Friday morning, 21 degrees, 740-383-9944. Now, are people able to admit now that they might have been wrong? Because what I find interesting on social media is the battles still go back and forth. Even though the verdict's in, some people still believe Ayers is guilty. Some people believe Grogan's awful.
I think either way the conviction came, or either way the, I guess ruling came down, I think that there were going to be people who were going to be, stubborn in their position.
Well, and I think that's why some careers are and lives are forever ruined, because people Once an accusation is made, no matter what the verdict is, you're forever entrenched in that that story.
Well, yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a PR person. I would probably... I mean, the more you talk about it, I guess, the more people know about the details. I think that's always a positive when people know the story.
Do you think he'll take Heidi to trial?
I don't see why he would at this point. It seems kind of, you know, pointless.
Well, Ayers is definitely going to Toledo for the civil suit.
Well, I think that's going to be an interesting trial right there.
And apparently a lot of money involved here.
I could imagine.
Do you think the county will make a settlement?
They might. I mean, if they foresee they've done some wrongdoing, I'd make a settlement. Otherwise, I'd probably just take it to court.
Well, knowing what we know now, why was this case brought? And even a double indictment. You know, indicted once, drop the indictment, and then indict him again.
Well, now, I'm not saying this is what it was, because I don't know really anybody who involved all that well, but it would seem to me, because, like, he dropped the case originally, and then they gave, Ayers, the Ratliffs, gave, you know, Grogan a long, I don't remember the exact time frame, but
6 months, I think.
Yeah. So there you go, half a year to reopen the case, and then right after the Ratliffs open up this civil case, look at that, here you go, the case is back open. I don't think that was very good. I don't think that's good at all.
Well, let's see, from one of our listeners out here this morning, it was a strategy to lose. They will use this case in law school to teach how not to prosecute a rape case. You think?
Well, I mean, I'm not a lawyer or an attorney, but I don't... I mean, I would have cross-examined him. I don't see why you wouldn't. I mean, I could be wrong on this, but couldn't you have just got up there, asked him if he did it, and then if he denied it, and then look at that. Now, even if he's found innocent, if evidence comes, you know, down the line, couldn't you charge him for, like, perjury or something? Like, they do that. I mean, I'm sure there's... I don't see it being beneficial to not cross-examine. And I certainly don't see it as beneficial to lie about having evidence you don't have.
Well, like I say, I give Ayers a lot of credit for coming on yesterday, and I appreciate that he did, and I think he will come back. There was a lot more to talk about. We just ran out of time. And I hope that Ray Grogan does come on at some point, because I think he's got a lot of explaining to do, and this is a fair format to do it in. Go ahead, caller.
Matthew, you're killing me this morning, okay?
Yes.
When Ayers says, Adam Banks cross-examined him, and he says, Ayers, at any point in the last 15 years, did you rape the person that alleged this? Ayers said, no, I did not.
Was that a question
Ray
asked?
Ray can't get up there and after lunch and say, Ayers, did you rape your daughter? Because Ayers is going to say, no, I didn't mean to say that out loud, I'm sorry, but that's what was said in trial. Did you do this? Ayers is going to say, no, I did not. It's going to give him a chance to double down. So, and as Spear said, a lot of people are speculating on what was said and what happened, and I don't believe it. He was guilty, blah, blah, blah. I sat through every minute of the trial. I heard all of the evidence that was presented. The jury got it right. Ray could not question him. What they said, the reason why they didn't question him, the dude stood up, Graceffo, said, Your Honor, we believe that the jury has heard everything they need to hear from this witness. The state has no questions. It was dangerous for them to continue to question him because Ayers' testimony was so convincing and so compelling because it was true. And they knew it. And as far as people, he said that they're willing to make up lies and accusations and evidence. We have proof that Ray Grogan did it. You guys are talking about it. He talked about having DNA evidence, and DNA evidence does not exist. Now, this is what we should all be scared about. Ayers had proof that DNA did not exist. All of the evidence that BCI took out of there and tested, they also had tested. There was no DNA evidence, and they were going to bring it to the in front of the jury. Look, all this stuff that BCI took, no DNA was found. And you know what? Ray Grogan fought them, and that was not allowed in front of the jury. So the jury was not allowed to know that 100% unequivocally there was no DNA. It didn't exist. Ray Grogan made sure that evidence, that piece of evidence, never made it in front of the jury. And we all really, 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 what I take away from this trial is, yes, Ayers was vindicated. In my mind, he didn't need to be vindicated. What I learned from this trial was we should all be freaking terrified that we have a prosecutor and a police department that are willing, and I'm going to throw the sheriff in there, too, just because they were all law enforcement buddies at the same time, and they all ride around in the same golf cart and take pictures and go to the same events together, that we have law enforcement in this town that is willing to conspire against people. Now, what if Ayers didn't have a family member that or family full of attorneys? I know how much money he's told me he spent on it. The average person would not be able to afford what he spent on this, plus attorney fees. The average person would have taken a plea to a crime they did not commit.
When you heard the interview, what did you take away from the interview itself?
I thought, good. I'm glad the truth is finally coming out.
Well, I mean, you know, what is so interesting about this is that, I mean,
he contrived evidence, or he claimed he had evidence that he didn't have the day after. Now, I mean, logic would tell you you don't get DNA back in less than 24 hours.
Well, and I think we said that.
There was the slam dunk.
And I think on this show, if you go back to the date and look that up, I said that. I said, I don't understand how this evidence came back so quick.
Ayers and I, and we'll tell this story exactly the same. And his family, we weren't friends. We didn't dislike each other, but we weren't friendly with one another. Ward was right across the street from me. My street splits down the middle. My council person has been pretty much non-existent for the past decade or so. So if I ever needed anything done, I would call Ayers up. That was the extent of our relationship until this. And when I heard Grogan's video, I thought, oh my God, I was just on the phone with him yesterday talking about something going on at Lincoln Park or something. I can't remember what it was. And I thought, and now they've got this compelling evidence that he's a rapist. I was on the phone with a child rapist yesterday. I sat up all night sick to my stomach because of that video. So it certainly was compelling.
Well, what do you make of the blowback on social media? I mean,
people are ignorant.
Yeah,
they're gonna believe what they want to believe.
Right, but this is what I said long before the verdict. The verdict, unfortunately, it means something that Ayers will not go to prison. And it
right.
means that he can have a strong case going into his civil trial with the county. But in people's minds, this is almost a foregone conclusion. Whatever you believed before, you probably still believe. And you can't unding this bell. And
no, it'll never be undone.
Yeah. Well, but the thing about that is that that's for everybody. And everybody in this has to live with that. That's
mm-hmm.
that's for Ayers' family. That's for Ray Grogan. Chief McDonald's got some of this on him. And, you
yes.
know, all of these
a
people. All
it
of,
all comes down to it. There's a lot. Because in the civil trial, so much more is going to be able to come out than in the criminal trial, because they're not going to be able to fight every single piece of evidence that goes in like they were in the criminal trial. And there's
just,
so much more to this story, and I mean, people are forgetting when this happened, that child was held in a room and questioned by police without any adult on her behalf, not a principal, not a guidance counselor, not a parent, no one. She was there with a police major and a victim's advocate for over 3 hours and questioned. I mean, that didn't come up in the criminal trial.
Well, what I still cannot figure out, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about Ray to know, you know, how good of a lawyer he is or how good of a lawyer
he's a horrible lawyer. I'll tell you that. I've seen good lawyers and people are probably hanging and saying. I've seen attorneys from Columbus. I've seen attorneys from Cleveland. Rocky Ratliff is a good attorney. Rocky and Adam Banks took on a table full of four attorneys and an investigator, and they kicked their behinds. At one point, there were six prosecutors in the room. That's when they were going to question Ayers, Matt. There were six prosecutors in the room after lunch because Ayers was supposed to be cross-examined. Six prosecutors and an investigator didn't have one question for that man, not even spell your name for the record.
Well, I guess my thing, and I was trying to talk to Ayers about this yesterday during the interview, you know, what did Ray Grogan get out of this? Now, maybe he got some good, you know, attaboys, as Ayers said, right after the indictment, but in the long term, if you know you've got no evidence, and you know that, and you got, I guess, got his media attention, why continue with that? You know that's not going to end well for you. Why do
well,
that?
Well, it's just like with Heidi. He has to prosecute, because if he doesn't, with the civil case, he's damned if he doesn't. He's damned if he doesn't at this point. If he drops the case, it was malicious prosecution. If he goes through with the case and loses, it's malicious prosecution. He's just throwing the odds out there, hoping that maybe, possibly, he might have gotten a conviction. And people should, regardless of whether you think Ayers is guilty or not, people should be absolutely irate at the amount of money that this costs. Because, like I said, at one point, there were six prosecutors standing in this room. And I did a rough average of about $150,000 a year. That doesn't include any of their benefits or anything else. One point, we had $1 million worth of attorneys standing in that room. Not one of them could come up with a question. They sent all of that BCI stuff out for testing and DNA and all this other stuff. And trials cost money, and visiting judges cost money, because he's not on the salary of the county. He gets paid to show up. I looked it up. It's like $650 a day every time he comes to Marion. The jury gets paid. There's just, you know, all of, they don't... Sure, gets paid $20 a day. Can you believe that? Anyway, there's so much money associated with this, affiliated with this, and time, and all these investigators, and all these cops, and all of this other stuff. I bet there's $500,000 in county taxpayer money for a not guilty verdict.
You know, but I believe yesterday it was said that not only should Ray resign his position, but that he should no longer be an attorney.
He shouldn't.
Right. Well,
after what I watched in that courtroom, Scott, knowing that he deals with people's freedom and he has the ability to put people away for a very long time. I mean, it's one thing to be incompetent and get your person, you know, 30 days in jail, but as a defense attorney. But when you were talking about sending someone to prison for decades, and that's the scariest part, is that he is, until he starts talking as it. He's not an appealing attorney, in my opinion. His intonation and his presentation and that sort of thing, I analyzed him from a speech perspective, not a fact perspective on that. But the fact that he is so nice and he is so confident and I would do it again, that should scare us. You tangled a man's life up for 2 years and got 5 not guilty verdicts in less than 3 hours, and people need to figure this in, too. In that 3 hours, they were eating lunch. They got their lunch delivered to them. When we left, we were told they were going to eat lunch, and then they were going to deliberate. So those people ate during that time, too. So 2.5 hours or so it took to decide on 5 counts of not guilty, well, and he's willing to do that again.
But I can understand why he said he would do it again, because he's got another trial coming up. He's got civil suits, which he knows are coming. What's he going to say to Colleen Marshall? He's going to say, well, I made a mistake here. I shouldn't have done this. I highly unlikely, even if he believes that he's going to say that.
5 grand juries would point to something other. He's just an arbiter of justice. He pushed this. Like Ayers said, he grand jury shopped, which... For people that don't necessarily get that, grand juries are drawn for like 6 months, I think, and then it switches people. So what he did was waited for a new group of grand jurors to come in and presented this to them.
You know the thing that I keep wondering? I mean, Ray gets to be...
He wanted this. 5 times, Spears, he wanted this.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, Ray is the head of that office, so he gets to make the decisions on things like this, and he should be held accountable for that. And I wish he would come on and explain some of this stuff. Maybe there is a logical explanation. But, I mean, there is an office there. And when somebody makes an accusation, like manufacturing evidence, well, Ray is not in charge of gathering evidence, I don't think. I mean, I think there are people in that office who do that. And what does that mean? And what does it mean about these people whose names we never hear? And what does that say? I mean, could you work in an office that you believed manufactured evidence? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Chief McDonald, now Chief McDonald being the police chief, how involved is he in getting evidence at this point? Probably not a whole lot, but does he decide if they're going to use the evidence or not? Yes. Does Ray decide? Yes. But the people gather it, when they say manufactures evidence, now who is doing that? Who are the people in these offices doing that?
That I don't know. I'm not in the courtroom enough, but to know, you know, who's being charged with what and how flimsy the evidence is. But I know there was a case very similar to when Ayers, the case was dismissed the first time. The young man's name was, his last name was Veith, V-E-I-T-H. I can't remember his first, I can't remember his first name. But he sat in jail for 18 months, the same, almost same scenario as Ayers, the victim recanted, the alleged victim recanted. No DNA, almost the same, except for that kid didn't have any money. He was 22 years old, and I'm not saying Ayers is loaded, but he had a better financial situation than this person. Kid was 22 years old and sat for 18 months to go to trial for less than a week and be found not guilty. Very, very similar circumstances.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going
to... When I'm standing, I'm walking to the bathroom the other day during break, and they're having other court hearing stuff going on up there. And there's a guy that's up there for domestic violence. I'm standing there waiting to go to the bathroom. He's up there for a domestic violence charge, so it's a felony domestic violence because we're at felony court. And he's like, okay, well, we got you pled down to a misdemeanor, so they're going to dismiss it here, and we're going to go down to municipal court, and you're going to plead to it there, and it's a probation. We're talking of felony domestic violence. They're giving out probations, but there's a rape trial going on behind the doors. There's no DNA, no evidence whatsoever.
Well, and this is the thing. Now, I'm going to try to merge two things here, but it still makes my point. You know, when we had Jeff LaRue on from Aqua on Tuesday, boy, you've never seen an interview from Aqua get so much attention on social media.
And I was in court. I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page, and comments galore on that at this point. But listen, and I understand people's frustration with the water. I understand why people are skeptical of what Jeff LaRue is saying, but here's always been my contention, and you know, I've taken some heat over this. I'm not saying that I know the water is good or the water is bad. I am not in that field. I don't know.
You have to take somebody's word for it at some point.
Well, I have to say that this man works for Aqua. He's willing to come on. This is what he said. I asked him the questions. He answered them. This is what they are. So, talking about manufacturing evidence is where I'm going with this. I have not heard of anybody going to the hospital. I have not heard of anybody getting sick. And show me those reports. I have not heard of any testing of the water that is not passing the EPA. Jeff says they're testing it every 2 hours over there. They've upped the testing. And he gave his explanation as to why it happened. Now, if you have proof otherwise, when that comes about, we can do that. But until you have that proof, that's manufacturing evidence to prove that you believe the water is bad. And the news people, which I think, you know, I'm included in that, we can't do that. This is not an opinion-based show.
No.
So
especially in issues that important, like drinking water, you need factual evidence so there's not propaganda. and fear going around about our drinking water.
Well, and that's the problem, is when people go around saying something's wrong and call Aaron Brockovich and let's get these letters sent out and all this sort of thing, that creates panic for people who are lower economic, who can't afford to go buy all this water and do all this stuff. And also, you know, I would say the same thing in this particular trial. Why do you want to do that? Why... And that's what I really don't get about Ray. Again, Ray did not make the accusation.
No.
We all know who made the accusation.
Right.
But why could he not have just said, listen, I know I have to speak about this. This is a sitting second ward city councilman.
Okay, but did he need to speak about it the next day? Because who else knew about it besides law enforcement?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Out every single day and say, okay, this there's a rape allegation and now we're going to nail this SOB. We don't hear that every
time
someone's accused of rape.
And that was the first sign that it was very odd. I know when I got that video in my email, I thought, wow, I mean, what evidence could you possibly have? I mean, I never understood it.
But that's what led me to believe the evidence was so compelling that, you know, within 24 hours, you've determined, yes, this was him and he did it, you know, so that's what led me to believe there's video or there's serious physical injury or, like, somebody went to the ER, you know what I mean? Like, immediately. Because there was an ER visit, but it wasn't until 24 hours later.
But that's what I genuinely... That's what I genuinely want to hear from Ray. And I've reached out to him twice in the last 2 days.
He talked to Bosco too, Spears, so I think he's just avoiding you, sir.
Well, I think the reason is, and listen, I think what happens here, they know that the Columbus media is only going to give them 3 minutes, so only so much is going to get used, and they know that I have a greater insight into this case because I live in the area than those guys are going to have. So I will ask a question like that they're not going to ask, just because of time constraints and you know, having a lot of other things to cover, like what's going on in Columbus. So I think that's why they avoid this show as opposed to others, and I would say Ayers did for a while, but now I've got to give him credit because he did come on, and there was no predetermined questions, there was no don't ask me this or blah blah blah. He came on live and we did it, and there was. So, you know, I give the same courtesy to Ray, and I wish he would, because maybe there are answers to these questions.
To anyone that is questioning the jury and what they saw, and again, like I said, we all know that I'm biased and was biased towards Ayers. And that was one thing I didn't finish up earlier. We all became friends because of his persecution, because of watching what he went through, because of knowing the truth and seeing how he was treated. But if people, you know, they want to say the jury got it wrong or they didn't hear all the facts or whatever, I was there. I heard the case. The jury got it right. However, if you still want to double down that the jury got it wrong, then you better hope to God that you never personally need a jury, because you have no faith in the jury system for them to get it right for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Stay tuned this morning.
Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. You know what? Apparently, Ray has spoken to Tom Bosco and Colleen Marshall. I'm starting to feel a little slighted.
Who is Tom Bosco?
He's Channel 6, Channel 6 reporter.
Okay.
Well, now I feel a little slighted.
Well, you know.
You know, what can you do?
Well, I mean, I think you described it pretty well. I mean, you know, they don't have the local knowledge generally that you have,
and it's live and it's long form.
Yeah.
They know they're only
minutes is a long explanation.
Right, and you know what's interesting? I will say, because Ayers spoke to Bosco and Colleen. When I asked people, did they see those? Most people didn't. And I think that's also a very interesting thing. I just think it's different. There's so much news.
Do they run
going.
Them on like the news?
I think so.
Or like on like their websites, or both? I guess.
I think both. Probably both.
Oh well, I don't know. Well, if they run it on the news, they probably do. They run it multiple times. If they only run it the once, I mean, like, you have to be sitting down
watching
the news at that time.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. And ultimately, that does become
the
problem.
And even then, you got, like you said, you got, like, 3 minutes to get into the room and you can miss it.
Right. And 3 minutes doesn't tell you a whole lot anyway.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Ray is willing to talk about this. So, again, where is he? Now, I don't understand that. I think it is they don't want to answer certain questions that they know that Columbus is not going to ask them.
I could see that.
You know, because if you can find one example of me doing, I've always said this, if you can find an example of me doing a bias interview with somebody where I'm giving my opinion, you're not going to find it. It just isn't going to happen because I don't believe that's how an interview should be conducted. So why he can't do an interview here at this point, he can't say he doesn't speak about it because he has.
Well, I think it would be beneficial for him to come on and explain.
I certainly think it would be beneficial after yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he got called everything, but everything was thrown at him but the kitchen sink yesterday, it seemed.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they said the man should be debarred.
Yeah, and be out of his position. So it would, I think, be in his best interest, and the door's open, Ray. Go ahead.
He was a few seconds here. Grogan is looking for the most exposure he can get and spin so it makes him look like a white knight.
Well, we're going to break. We'll be back and we'll continue the conversation after
what broke?
Yeah, I know. After this short but important break, don't you dare go away.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in